Wichita State students are moving in for the fall semester. In-person classes begin Monday, and they'll be the first held on campus since the university moved to online only in March because of the coronavirus. KMUW Stephen Bisaha spoke with Wichita State President Jay Golden about enrollment and how he plans to reopen the university safely, including testing every student moving into the dorms.
We will be providing COVID testing to any of our faculty, staff, or students that requires it at no charge for them. And we've installed plexiglass signage. Our facilities personnel are just incredible in doing the decontamination of the buildings throughout the campus. I believe, and I think many of my colleagues across the country believe, that campuses are actually one of the safer environments.
Enrollment has been one of the biggest financial concerns. How is Wichita State doing with enrollment compared to what you were previously expecting?
We were anticipating approximately a 3% decline in enrollment as compared to last year. And many of the institutions in our state and around the region are down 8 to 10%. As of this morning, we're about 2% above last year. So we are one of the anomalies. Our enrollment is actually up. Our credit hours are about even, which is a very positive sign for us. And I think being the Kansas urban-based research university has a lot to do with that. Being in a metropolitan area like Wichita helps. I think our affordability is a big part of that, while still giving a very impactful education through applied learning and the opportunities that our students receive.
Where does that put the budget and possible concerns about things like furloughs that have been discussed for several months now?
Certainly, we've had to expend a lot of money for going digital and the support for digital, both personnel and the equipment and the computers for our students, hotspots for our students. We had to refund housing, parking, those type of things. For fiscal year 2021, unless there's a drastic change by the state, if they hold steady with where we're at, we're going to be a difficult situation but manageable. Fiscal year 2022, that's going to be a very rough year for Wichita State, but for all institutions in Kansas, and I would say all institutions in higher education across the country, as we really gauge and try to monitor what the impacts are to state budgets. I've asked for our campus to come together as a community, as well as I'm reaching out to leaders in industry within Greater Wichita to work with me as we think through what are the appropriate strategies, not only to plan for a budget reduction, but look at innovative entrepreneurial ways to potentially bring in new sources of revenues and to try to mitigate some of the impacts that we'll be facing.